Try it. We are worthless slaves. How did that feel? I bet it felt pretty terrible. So what did it bring up for you? Was it anger or self-loathing or frustration or revulsion or something totally different? Standing here in the United States in 2010, Jesus' words in today's gospel are perplexing. Over the years, this passage has been used in so many ways that are in opposition to God's desire for us. God desires us to know our inherent goodness, our inherent God-likeness. God desires us to treat one another always as if Jesus were the person in front of us, with respect and love and reverence. And yet here we are with this strange phrase, say, we are worthless slaves. Now, what Jesus implied and what we infer from the phrase worthless slave are galaxies apart. So let's take a closer look at those two words, worthless and slave. First, the translation of worthless doesn't convey the totality of meaning of that Greek word. A more complete translation, and the one that makes much more sense, is someone to whom nothing is owed. Someone to whom nothing is owed. So consider what it would be like to be someone to whom nothing is owed. It would be freeing. If no one owes you anything, you can stop waiting for that belated thank you. You can stop waiting for the repayment of that loan to a friend. You can stop waiting for that compliment that never came. All of the slights and grudges in your life fall away. Think of yourself as someone to whom nothing is owed. Now let's talk about that word slave. It's virtually impossible for us to hear the word slave and not think about the terrible slavery which is part of our country's history. But slavery in Jesus' time was something different. For the most part, it wasn't as violent. And slavery was neither necessarily a permanent nor an inherited trait. Many people in that culture were slaves for a time to pay off a debt or as a result of being part of the losing side in a battle or any number of other scenarios. Being a slave at that time was not a life sentence, nor was it hopeless. Slaves were a part of society. But even knowing all of that, it is still much easier for our ears to hear the word servant rather than slave. Now, one difference between these two words, servant and slave, is the degree of servitude. A servant has more choice in the matter than a slave does. And in this context, slave is a fuller translation. We are more than servants of God. We are slaves of God. A dear seminary friend of mine was known for telling young adults the truth about their lives. The truth that each one of us are created as unique individuals with our own set of gifts and skills and experiences, good and bad, that make us who we are. And God didn't just randomly toss out skills and gifts willy-nilly during creation. Each of us has our own particular elements, because each of us has a task that only we can do. The world needs you in particular, because somewhere in your life, sometime in your lifetime, there is something that only you can do. This is the sense in which we are slaves to God. We are slaves because we have already been given a wealth of abilities and quirks and life experiences. And there is nothing we can do to refuse that. Correspondingly, we also have a task that we cannot refuse. And if we do not do this task, it will never be done in all creation. That inability to turn down either our gifts or our task makes us slaves. I absolutely believe my friend Michael. I believe each of us has a task, or many tasks, which no one else in all creation can do. And I also believe the majority of us will never know what that task is. We will never know if we succeeded. Your task might be as simple as a late-night conversation with a friend that gives hope when you didn't even know that friend was hopeless. It might be discovering something world-changing. It might be being a role model for a person you will never even meet. Each of us has a unique set of gifts and quirks and brokenness by which we are enslaved. And we are enslaved to living out our lives with these burdens and joys. We cannot help but live a life informed by all of this. And when we fully embrace all that we are most able to be the individual human beings whom God most needs in this place, in this time. Yes, we are worthless slaves. We are slaves because each one of us has a task that is unique and no one else can do it. If we don't do it, it simply won't get done. And we are worthless. No one owes us anything. What freedom. What joy. What fulfillment. I invite you to say with me again, we are worthless slaves. We are worthless slaves. And I thank God for that. Amen.